So today I'm with Mr. Peter Wall. I'm Ian Timothy and I'm with Mr. Peter Wall. And Peter has developed the most incredible and intensive online course for hypnotists that you could ever wish to watch. I've been privileged to look at this course from beginning to end. I don't think there's anything near it. You can tell without any doubt that there has been hundreds of hours put into the work. And today, Peter and I are taking a break and we're in Margate in Kent. Beautiful day, Peter.
Beautiful day here in Kent, yeah. Fabulous.
Peter, I know that the course has been intensive. You spent hundreds of hours doing it. You've got 60-odd videos on it. It's a really spectacular course. But actually, anybody who buys the course isn't really buying the course. They're buying 20-plus years of experience. And do you believe, Peter, that anybody who watches the course, follows the course, does all of the modules, does all of the tests, do you think they can get near to your ability?
Well, yeah, of course I believe that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have put it together. One of the reasons, like you said, the reasons why I put it together is because of all the years of experience that I've had as a full-time clinical hypnotherapist and all the amazing things that I've achieved that I never believed I would ever achieve, but have achieved with great success with a lot of my clients. And so with all that experience I had, putting the course together is I've utilised all of my experience in that as well. So if you come on the course and you learn the course and follow it as it's meant to follow, then there's no reasons why you can't have the same success that I've had in all the years I've been doing it.
But I want to talk about you, Peter, and I want to talk about what you have done, because you have performed miracles, haven't you? I know you're a humble man. I know you don't like this, but I really believe people should know you have performed miracles.
Okay, I have a saying, okay? We don't perform miracles, but we get damn close to it. Okay.
So, Peter, let me go through some examples. I know that you can't talk about names or situations for obvious reasons, because there's a lot of very difficult situations that you've encountered. But you can say, without any doubt, I know, because I've listened to you talk at seminars, you have had people who have been anorexic, and after a few sessions, they've gone on to live a really joyous and fruitful life. That is a miracle in my mind.
Yeah, when it is a kind of a miracle. When you go and see somebody that's in that state, you know, that particularly the one I'm thinking about was a young girl. She was only about 17 and quite a good looking lady, in my opinion. But she was so thin. She weighed about 6 stone or something like that. And her mother was, in tears when she was telling me about her daughter and things like this. And she'd had other people try to help her. And the way I did it, and I'll not go through what I did, but it's you can learn the similar things on my course. But in 2 sessions with me, so that was like about 3 hours, over 2 sessions, completely changed the way she thought about what she looked like and what she could and couldn't eat. And within 4 to 5 weeks, she was back at school studying for college. She went on to college, went into university. And I believe now that she's now married and quite happy and got children of her own now. You know, and when you look at things like that, and I've had 2 or 3 cases like that already. When you look at things like that, it's the amount of satisfaction you get from your job is just unbelievable.
Peter, piecemeal, easy stuff is smoking and addictions. Many, many, many smokers over the years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. People can't believe, you know, that I've had people... Well, I had a guy that smoked 80 cigarettes a day. He was a lorry driver, a long-distance lorry driver. And when he went to bed, he used to set his alarm twice throughout the night to wake him up so he could smoke a cigarette and then go back to sleep. I know, sounds mad, doesn't it? Well, that's what he did. 80 cigarettes a day. The doctor told him he was bordering on emphysema. If he didn't stop it, he would die. So he came to see me, and within an hour and a half, when he left me to where he is today, he's never touched another cigarette.
Alcoholics, you've worked with those as well?
Yep, okay. The 2 things I do with people when they come to me and they say, can you stop me drinking? The first thing I say, no, because you'll die, you need to drink. And they go, oh, no, I mean alcohol. Oh, okay, yes, okay. And so there's two things that I say to them. Do you want to stop drinking alcohol completely, so you'll never ever want to touch it again? Or do you want to become what we call a sociable drinker? So with most people, what they do is when they start drinking, the subconscious takes over because there's an underlying reason why they're drinking, and they just carry on drinking and drinking until they collapse or whatever. And what I do is reprogram the subconscious that when they've had a couple of drinks, you know, sociable drinking, that it stops, so they don't continue. So there's two ways of doing that one.
Many people have been happy to have passed their driving test because of you, Peter.
Yeah. That's another thing, you know. They say, just be careful what you wish for, because you might get it. And so some people, what they do is when they go on their driving test, they tell themselves, oh, my God, I bet I'm going to fail. I'm going to fail. And all the subconscious is fail, fail, fail. So it makes them fail every time. So, again, is by, you know, learning the skills that I could teach you on the course, is that you'll learn how to help people to get over that, so that the subconscious thinks it in a different way, and they'll, well, 9 times out of 10, they'll just go and pass their test straight away.
Fear of dentists and doctors?
Oh, yeah, we've had all of those. You know, I mean, I've been doing it a long time, so, of course, you know, we do cover quite a lot of things. And again, it's just if you have a fear of something, then something's usually caused it. And so what we do on the course is we teach you how to find out what the underlying cause is, how to deal with it, then obviously the fear goes away. Fear of flying is another one. We were just talking earlier, weren't we, just over a coffee, and you were asking me about fear of flying and things. And I was telling you about the gentleman that came to see me. And his family wanted to go on holiday, and they wanted to go to where he came from. Bulgaria, I think he came from, but he wouldn't go because they wanted to fly and he wouldn't fly. So he came to see me, and then we were talking, weren't we, about some friends of ours, Crystal Carroll, and they were over there, and they were in a bar, and they were just sat having a drink talking, and the guy next door said, oh, you're from England, and he was saying that he's been wanting to come for years to come and see his family by aeroplane, because normally he would have to get on the ferry and drive across and stuff. And so Carol said, how did you get over that then? He said, I went to see a hypnotist. And he says, oh, we know a hypnotist. And he says, oh, yeah. And he says, what's his name? And he went, Peter Wall. And he went, oh, I went to see him. So when she told me, I went, never. You went all the way there and you knew somebody that knew me that I'd already worked with. And he said, yeah. He says, now I can fly now with no problems whatsoever.
Very difficult one to crack on a long-term basis, but you have techniques that you will teach people how to use. Pain relief, Peter.
Yeah, pain relief is quite a big thing today, actually. And again, on the course, I teach you the different types of pain that there are and how different techniques that you can use, either to, not to get rid of the pain, but to certainly alleviate it. People with long-term pain conditions, it can be quite stressful for them. So once you learn, you can teach your client certain techniques where they can bring the pain level down that's bearable, so they at least can get on with their life, you know, because obviously pain is there for a reason. So you should never take pain away unless it's been medically diagnosed first.
And for those of you who like sports, you've enhanced many a golf swing.
Golf swing, yeah. Yeah. And again, it's a learnt response. People convince themselves. I have a friend, when I play golf with him, every time he sees a tree, he'll go, oh, my God, I'm going to hit the tree. I go, no, you're not. Just play your shot straight down the middle, mate. Don't even think about this tree. But sure enough, every time he sees a tree, he hits it. Yeah, because he's conditioned himself that's what he's going to do. So the muscles make sure that he actually goes and hits the tree. So what we do with that is we just recondition the subconscious way of thinking, you know, so that they can do the perfect swing and all that kind of thing. But also in the course, there's lots of other sports things that we do as well. So you'll learn all about the different sports techniques. There's a thing that we've programmed that we have called the Mind Gym. And again, on the course, we'll teach you all about the Mind Gym, how the mind works to so that you can do exercise and that without physically going.
I know you cannot give the names, but professional actors, and stage fright comes to them at strange times. So you could actually help people with stage fright, no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, again, you know, it's another learnt response, isn't it? You can hear the seagulls in the background. but that's another learnt response. And you see, what you have to remember is stage fright, it's a natural thing that we go through. Everybody at some stage in their life will have been put into a situation that would have made them, you know, feel sick and shake and a bit dizzy because of the adrenaline that's running through their body. And it's all about control. And so, yes, I have worked with professional people and help them with their stage fright and with public speaking and things like this.
Big, big problem in the business world is public speaking. And my goodness, you can enhance somebody to go from mumbling to something special. You will coach them how to go through their public speak. And as we know, public speaking is exceptionally important for people in the business world. Difficult one, but you can do it.
Oh, yes. There was nobody more scared of public speaking than I was, I can assure you. You know, and so a friend of mine, when I first met this guy called Darren Stanton, I had a word with him because I was asked to give a talk on past life regression, which is something that I specialised in at the time. And I was absolutely terrified. And so I asked him if he could help me, and he went, yes, of course I can. So he hypnotized me, took me through this situation, this scenario, and within 20 minutes, I walked into that room, turned around, and just started talking. And I've been talking ever since.
One last thing of this cornucopia of different things that you can do. You can help people with no problem whatsoever. If they're sales technicians, people making sales, you can really get them to put together really good sales techniques.
Yeah, a lot of the salespeople use a thing called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And so, of course, on the course, there are NLP techniques that we teach you as well. So, yeah, we guide you through all of these different techniques. As Ian said earlier, it's a really, really comprehensive course that I put together here. So, obviously, if you follow the course, right, listen to everything I'm saying to you, there's no reasons why you can't be as successful as I was, okay, after, you know, with it, 20 years of me working there.
Let me come to that in a minute. So what I want you to confirm here is when you go onto this course, you're not just buying a course that teaches you a single technique. You are going to work with somebody online using videos, and you can also connect to you afterwards if there's questions, etc. I'm not going to worry too much about that at this moment in time. What I'm saying is they are just a few of the multitude of expertise that you can use to help people. So when you're getting onto this course, don't think, oh, I've got to just stop people smoking, and I've got to... You can basically do anything to help people, because the course is a toolbox full of skills. And now, the thing I'm going to say is this. I know you won't like it, but when people buy that course, it's unique because there's 20 years of full-time experience with an amazing amount of results and happinesses and people having transformations literally for the whole of their lives. There are ladies walking around Great Britain today who were ex-20 plus stones. They're thin and they're fit and they're healthy and got into great relationships and everything. Anybody who goes on the course, that's what you're getting. You're getting Mr. Peter Wall's expertise. Don't care who you are, what you are, nobody can offer what Pete can offer on this course. Pete, it's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you very much.